The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. If there was a big storm coming, lots of lightning and thunder and tornadoes, how many of you could go out and say, "Stop!" to that storm, and it would stop? Well, if any of you think you can, I'll meet you here tomorrow at noon. So it's beginning a good storm, and we'll see. We'll see. We have stories like that in Scripture tonight, and very appropriately, because our Holy Father Pope Francis has just put out his encyclical called Laudato Si, which means "Blessed are you," which is about the winds and the rains and the environment. So today we have the first reading from Job, where God is saying to Job, "Well, do you know how to stop the rain and the waters? Are you the one that created the universe?" If you know the story of Job, he was tested by God. He lost everything. He was convinced that he had not sinned and he was a faithful man. And other people came along and said, "Well, now, Job, this is the reason this is happening. Give in." Or, "This is the reason." And God finally says, "Enough of this nonsense. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm the one who created the universe. I created the wind and the waves, so you listen to me." He's very clear. God's very clear. He's the one that created it all and keeps it going. And if we think we have power over the world, we don't. And in the gospel tonight, the disciples are with Jesus in the boat, and there's Jesus in the stern on a cushion sleeping. He didn't have any cares or worries, but a storm comes up. And the boat starts to sink. It's all this water in it. And everyone's afraid. So they wake Jesus up and he calms the seas and the winds. And they're amazed, of course. But this is God. This is God the Son who has power over everything. And the encyclical of the Pope really tells us this is the truth. Now, what is an encyclical? An encyclical is simply a letter which the Pope writes to all Catholics on important topics. So this one is about the world, creation, the environment. Now, a lot of people say it's about climate change, but in fact, the Pope uses that phrase only 12 times. So 24 words out of 40,000 actually mention climate change. But it's about the environment, about creation, about the fact that the environment was created by God. It belongs to God. It does not belong to me. It does not belong to you. And even though it's given to us to use for our welfare, we can't abuse it without saying to God, "God, we don't care what you think." That's what the encyclical is basically about, to remind us that everything belongs to God. We read in the scriptures that it says very clearly that everything was created through Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ. Notice, it wasn't created for you or for me. It was created for God the Son, for his enjoyment. But yet he gives it to us for our enjoyment, for our sustenance, so that we can live dignified, holy lives. But we don't own it. We don't literally own anything. We don't own ourselves. Did any one of you create yourself? Anyone? No. Does anyone keep themselves going? No, God sustains us. Do we really possess anything? No. No, we don't. If we have things, it's because maybe we simply took them, whether they were good for us or not, or because God gave them to us so that we could use them for our welfare and the welfare of everyone, and so that we could constantly bless the Lord and praise the Lord. So that's the title of the encyclical, of the letter, Laudato Si. Blessed are you, Lord. Blessed are you for your beautiful creation, for setting us up as stewards of the world, to maintain what is good, to make sure it stays fresh and healthy, not only so that we can thrive, but so that everyone can thrive. Because I don't own anything, you don't own anything, but in common we are stewards with every other single human being on this planet, which means every single human being has a right to the bounty that God has created for all of us. That's the Pope's message, to remind us. You know, in the West in particular, we got all these wonderful things, technologies. We can do all these things. We can buy tons and tons of stuff. But if all of that does not give praise to God, if what we own becomes like an idol, a false god that throws up a wall between us and others so that we're saying, no, this is mine. You can't touch it. I'm not going to give that to you. I earned it. If we're saying that, then what we're saying is that, God, this is really mine. It's not yours. And I can do with it as I want. But that's not Christian teaching. I can't just do what I want with what God has given me. I am called to be a steward, a good steward, to take only what I need and to generously share what I don't need with others, and to make it clear in my life that it's always focused on God, thanking God, recognizing that God and God alone is the King of the universe, the Creator, the Lord of everything. So think of it when you go home tonight. You know, look at some of maybe your best possessions, what you really enjoy, or maybe relationships, maybe with grandchildren, whatever. And as you look at that person or that possession, say to yourself, yes, I enjoy it, but it doesn't belong to me. She or he doesn't belong to me. I have no right to control that individual or even that object. God has given it to me so that I can thrive and grow in holiness. And then ask yourself, is that helping me to be more generous? Is it helping me to be more free with my time and my talent and treasure? Or is it really getting in the way of my being generous to everyone? Those are the important questions we're called to ask ourselves as Christians, because when we die, we take none of it with us. Whenever we celebrate the Eucharist, when we celebrate the Mass, we have all sorts of prayers that remind us that it's all about God. I will say, and sometimes you'll hear it vocalized, other times I say it quietly, as I prepare the gifts, I say, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer you, which earth has given and man has made. But it's all coming from the Lord. Then I say, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer you. We didn't create it. Yeah, we made the wine, but who made the grapes? Where did the grapes come from? Comes from God. It's all about God. And the more we believe that, the more we are grateful for what we have, the more we look at who we are and what we have and what we can do, and the more we put it in the context of God as King and Savior and Creator and Sustainer, the more we're going to give thanks to God, and the more we're going to want to be generous in sharing what we have. Not saying, this is mine, you can't have it, or you didn't earn it, or you're lazy, or whatever. But rather, God, I wouldn't have what I have. I wouldn't be who I am if it weren't for you. How then can I in any way say no to other people? I don't have that right as a Christian. Through my baptism, I'm called to be like Jesus Christ. He is the model of gratitude and thanksgiving. We say again and again that Jesus let go of his divinity. He didn't grasp to his divinity and say to his disciples, I'm God, bow down to me. He didn't. He served them as a slave. That's what the Gospels tell us. He became a slave to us. We're called to be slaves to one another. He didn't hold on to his human life. He didn't protect it. He let other human beings take it. He let other human beings kill him. He let go of everything. The last thing before he was nailed to the cross, he was stripped of the last thing he possessed, his garments. So this is God. This is God coming down to earth and showing us, if we truly want to be grateful children of God, we have got to constantly let go of our selfishness, of our egos, of our arrogance, and recognize that it's all about God and God's generosity. And if God is so generous to us that he was willing to die on the cross, how can I withhold anything from anyone else? How can I say that this land belongs to me, these possessions truly belong to me, that I don't have to take care of God's creation? I can't say that and at the same time say to God, thank you for what you have given me. That really, in a nutshell, is what our Holy Father is simply reminding us of. He's not saying anything new, nothing new whatsoever. He's simply reminding us that it's all about God. And if we truly worship the one true God who created everything and sustains it, then we have to act responsibly as stewards. We keep hearing that word, stewards. A steward is one who takes the possessions of his master. God is our master. We take them and we use them well to make sure that everybody is taken care of. And so if I have too much, then I'm not being a good steward. I'm holding on to too much that belongs rightly to everyone else because it's coming from God. I didn't do it. I didn't create it. But that, in a nutshell, is our Holy Father's letter to all of us to remind us of the goodness of God. And again, if we truly are grateful for what God has done for us, continues to do for us, and promises us heaven, if we're truly grateful for that, if we truly believe it, we're going to be like St. Paul, who says in his reading tonight, the love of God impels us, it pushes us out to truly believe what God has revealed to us and live that belief. And again, not hold on to anything to say, it's mine, but rather, God, it's all yours. I thank you for it. Help me to be a good child, a good disciple, one who is always blessing and honoring you and sharing what I have, because you've given me everything. You've given me everything. You have withheld nothing that is important to me, but you've given me your very body and blood as we celebrate in this Mass. So we have a lot to challenge us each and every day, especially in the Western world where we are so advanced technologically, where we probably think nothing of clean indoor water and sanitation, of being able to go to Wegmans and choosing not just between 3 brands of cereal, but 300 brands of cereal. You know, we take those things for granted too much. And we have to ask ourselves, what am I doing to say to God, you're number one, not what I want, but what you want, and you tell us what you want, to love you completely, love my neighbor as myself, which means always recognizing God as Lord and King, and I simply as his beloved child who is called to be a steward of all the good things of the earth. So as you go forth tonight, think about your own lives. Think about where you are. What are you clinging to? What are you afraid of? If you're afraid of something, that's a good indication that the devil's getting into your life. Because the devil likes to make us afraid. Just as he made the disciples afraid in the boat. I mean, they knew this guy, Jesus, was a wonder worker, but they're still afraid. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. When they got it, they lost that fear. So if you have a fear, if we have a fear about anything, about losing something, maybe our health, our houses, our family, whatever, that's not a fear, that's not coming from God. It's coming from Satan. He wants us to be afraid so that we cling to what little we think we know and have, and it's not going to save us at all. But rather to let go and recognize God's already saved us. All we have to do is keep saying yes to the Lord, to do what the Lord calls us to do, so that ultimately we can gain our goal, which is heaven, to be with God for all eternity. So we need to put all of that in the context of what God has done and continues to do and calls us to be as his disciples, so that, like the Pope, like St. Francis, who wrote that beautiful prayer of blessing of the Lord, we're always saying, blessed are you, Lord, for everything, because it all comes from you. It all belongs to you, and yet you have given it over to us to appreciate, to grow in our faith, and to generously share it with others. That's our call as Christians, as always, and God's right there to help us each and every day. And if we're afraid, to put that fear aside, that's coming from Satan. We don't need to be afraid, because God ultimately is our treasure. God is the only treasure that lasts through eternity. And so that is a treasure we're worshiping and honoring tonight. And when we go through those doors, that is the treasure that we want to share with other people, that we want to teach either other people about, so that they too can be faithful stewards of everything that God has created.